is it? Why?
Some prayers don't seem answered. It's unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness. In Matthew 5, verse 23 to 24, the Bible says, if you have a gift and you walk to the altar and you remember you have an ought against your friend, leave your gift. He didn't say go with it. Drop it. Go and make peace. How you treat your friends is how God treats your gift. Unforgiveness. Many of us are praying, we are fasting, waiting on the Lord. We have so many demands from God, and there is somebody you are still holding. Unforgiveness is a weight. If you want to travel fast, travel light. If you must travel high, travel light. As a matter of fact, if you're traveling by air, there is a certain percentage, a certain quantity. I don't know how many kilos for economy. Even if you are flying first class, there is a certain percentage. You exceed that, you are charged. Life and situations confront and stare you in the face. And many of us, there are people with fine heart. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, verse 1, he said, seeing that we are so encompassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight that does so easily beset us. What? In Matthew 6, verse 14, he said, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. Forgiveness releases mercy. Anytime you forgive, divine mercy is released. Somebody said to me, Apostle, if you know what they did to me, you will tell me to forgive. I said, that's the more reason you should forgive. Because if it's not hurtful, you don't need to forgive. Number two, if you read your Bible, in 1 Samuel 25:25, a woman said, as his name is, so is he. As the name is, so is the man. Nabal is his name, foolishness is with him. Who was talking? His wife. As the name is, so is the man. Nabal is his name, folly is with him. He was telling David. And guess what? In verse 28, he said, forgive thy handmaid. When David came to destroy that household, that family, he picked Abigail as a wife. So forgiveness brings exemption. There are certain things, certain judgment that will fall on certain people. Only those who have the virtue of forgiveness. Many of us, the reason I don't understand how a man will sleep, wake up, go to work, come back, sleep, wake up, and is not in talking terms with the wife. I don't understand. Both of them are not talking. No, they are communicating, but they are not talking. She drops the food, she walks away, he peeps. But she has not that he goes, he eats, and leaves a note. And come back, eat too, she responds with a note. That's non-verbal communication. And they're in the same house. Malachi chapter 2, if you read from verse 12, verse 13, 14. He said, you cry on my altar. God was talking to men. You weep and you cry. You soak my altar with tears. You give seeds. I don't take it. Why? Because you have dealt treacherously with the wife of thy youth. Many men today die before their time because of the pains from the women. There's something. Is it 1 Peter 3, 7? He said, deal with the women according with wisdom because they are the weaker vessel, so that your prayers don't be, your prayers will not be hindered. So how you treat your wife is how God treats your prayers.
Apostle, you don't understand. No, somebody has to be logical. Logical. Sorry. When it comes to spiritual matters, there are no logics. There are no logics. You may not necessarily come back as a friend to someone, but please let the hurt go. Let it go. Because hurting people will hurt others. When you are hurting, you keep hurting people you meet. Let it go. When we forgive, we don't focus on the event, we focus on the future. How can you allow something that transpired years ago? In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10, Paul said, I forgive, and I forgive for your sake. Then verse 11, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devil. So unforgiveness opens you for satanic attack. Unforgiveness. When you live an unforgiving life, you live a life that you keep nursing hurt. A woman said to the husband, the husband woke up one morning, she woke the husband up. He said, honey, good morning. Happy anniversary. The man said, what? He said, this is exactly 7 years you cheated. 7 years you cheated. Happy and trouble they sleep. Said, you just sit on your own. You are looking for Satan. So we are celebrating the anniversary of the last time you cheated. Good morning. Where do we go? Do we hang out today? Unforgiveness. God said, anytime you forgive someone, you forgive someone. He said, you open up the windows of heaven for uncommon mercy. Pastor, you don't understand what this man did to me. God said, forgive. You don't understand what this woman did to me. God said, forgive. You don't understand what that friend, I trusted him. Forgive. Listen to me. Where you are going is too precious. Don't allow somebody pull you down. When you forgive people, it's not because of them, it's because of you. Am I talking to somebody? Betrayal is what people do against you, but bitterness is what you do against yourself. Bitterness is worse than betrayal. Don't let the devil mess up your mentality by showing you all the hurts of the people, all the pains and what they cost you. Let it go. When you want to see a standing benefit, you let it go. In Psalm chapter 130 verse 4, Psalm 130 verse 4, he said, forgiveness is with thee, O God, that thou mayest be feared. Tell somebody, forgive. If you survived a pain, it means you are bigger than it. Anything you survive should not imprison you. Nobody's getting me. Anything you survive. In Genesis 50, verse 17. This story is funny. Jacob was about to die. Joseph had received... had received his brothers into Goshen. The father had called them in chapter 49, blessed all the sons. In chapter 50, if you read verse 17, from verse 16, Jacob was sick. When he was about to die, the brothers of Joseph sent a message to their father, because they knew that the only link they had was their father. That Joseph had not totally forgotten what they did. So their father was about to die, so they sent a message to their father on his sick bed, not to ask him how he's doing, but to tell him to tell Jacob, Joseph, forgive. Genesis 50:17. He said, forgive. They tell Joseph, forgive, lest after you die. Unforgiveness is terrible. A man called Shimei hurt David so bad, he ran and held onto the horns of the altar and pleaded. And David said, I forgive you. 30 years later, when David was about to die, he called his son. He said, 30 years ago, there was a man who offended me. I forgave him. he didn't know why. You know why he forgave Shimei? Shimei was holding on to the horns of the altar. When a man is holding on to the horns of the altar, you dare not touch him. So he said to him, that man, Solomon, kill him. He said, I told him I've forgiven him. See, but I'm telling you now, that guy, kill him. Solomon said, okay. And Solomon actually spared him. Solomon called him. He said, you go to Jerusalem, build a house, stay there. If you leave, the day you leave, you die. The man said, no problem. You know, when I saw build a house, it looked like breakthrough. Go there, build a house. I said, wow. He said, then stay there. I said, our local champion. Build, stay. Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was the seat of power. So Solomon was saying, stay where I can see you. I don't trust you. Stay where I can place watch over you. And the Bible says, the young man stayed for a while. All of a sudden, he heard that two of his servants had committed an offense in another city. He saddled an ass, entered the horse, and rode there to check what was happening. And the informant told Solomon. Solomon said, what did I tell you? I said, the day you leave, you die. He said, yes. So, by your own mouth. It was a strategy. What the father told him was what he was holding on to. But he knew that that man's leg can't stay one place. So just set him up so he can kill himself. Am I talking to somebody here? David had that in his heart for 30 years. Unforgiveness. The church is full of unforgiving people. Pastors are angry at certain people. Members are angry at pastors. Somebody told me, say, I don't greet my pastor. I said, yeah. You want to die? He said, no, it's the wife. The wife provoked me. I said, who are you? Like this. They are provoking you. He said, they are using somebody, using somebody. I said, are you not people they are using you? It means you are useful. There are people that are useless. Oh. A young, an assistant pastor met me, said, daddy, he came to me, said, be my mentor. I said, good, where are you pastor? He says, an assistant pastor, so and so. I said, no. Your head pastor is your mentor. He said, no. My head pastor is diabolic. I said, how do you know? He said, I dreamt. He's using my star. I laugh. I said, you, do you have star? Like this. Do you have star? I said, even if you had a star, you know how people are using your star. There are people with useless stars. You still have a useful star like this. He said, they are using the star. I said, look at this one. Or you are using your pastor's star. Come here. Carrying unnecessary hurts. Pastors are in pains. Husbands are in pains. I do something all the time. When a man and a wife sit down, I say, okay, good to see you. And sir, can you tell me what you're not happy about? What madam is doing? You must hear something. You ask the woman, you say, Thank you for this question. In fact, you are a man of God. Nobody has ever given me opportunity to voice my mind. I say, please, ma, voice your mind. A man was talking to me the other time and I said, tell me. He looked at his wife. Can I say it? I said, talk. He said, I know if I say this while we are going home, I'm in trouble. I said, whoa, this is serious. You must say, oh, really? Am I not bad? He said, you know. When we are living here, I'm in trouble. So let me just say part of it. The little one, he said, the wife said, what? He said, I told you, Papa. No. Papa, I told you, when we live here, we are in trouble. Hearts! You sleep, you wake up. And yet you are praying. And you expect an answer. Let it go. Whatever anyone has done against you, let it go. No matter what anyone has cost you, let it go. Let it go, sir. Let it go, man. Somebody promised to marry you, he changed his mind. Let him go. He's not qualified to be in your future. Let him go. Let him go. Anyone that leaves you today is not qualified to be in your tomorrow. Let him go. Release that brother. Release that sister. A young girl wanted to kill herself. She stood on the railings. Our ministry just started. We had like 20 people in the choir, so it was very easy to know everybody. So I knew everybody by name. And they ran to tell her, "Daddy, your daughter. I said, "What happened?" "She wants to take her life." I said, "Why?" I drove myself there. I saw her standing on the railings. She saw me. "Oh, Dad, thank you. Thank you for coming. Dad, if I die, bless my soul." I said, "Bless your soul." All of us, I saw the brothers. "Don't jump, oh, don't jump, oh." She was walking on the railings. She said, "Oh, Kunle. Kunle left me. So, Kunle, you are really gone. Oh, Kunle, you promised to stay forever." I saw them begging him. So I said, "Hey, Kunle, jump." "Dad, you think I'm joking?" I said, "Jump. You want to die? Why not die quietly? Do you have to gather a crowd? You want to die? Jump. Because of a man? Jump." "Say, oh, Papa, you are wicked." I wasn't wicked. I knew all she wanted was attention. The strength of suicide is secrecy. When people start screaming they want to die, all they need is attention. Those who want to die don't announce it. So I said, "Jump. Pain. Something happened. Someone died. Four people came. Three were crying. One wasn't crying. It was a man who shook his head. So I saw those that were crying. But I felt he was more mature. You know, you are telling the woman, "It's okay, madam." You tell the daughter, that son, "Daddy, oh, Papa, please, my father can't go like that." I said, calm down. "Where is his body?" "Hey, calm down now. Where is the corpse?" "Hey." So the man I felt was the matured one. So I walked and said, "Sir, can you talk to them?" He said, "Do you know the idiot was owing me?" I said, sir, "What did you say?" He said, "The idiot was owing me. The idiot was..." "So he's dead? How?" I just looked at him and said, "Sir, I'm very, very useless." "Somebody is dead." No. "Like that?" They said, "There's a man of anything you can do. As far as he was concerned, raise him back to life for my money." And I was so shocked. Seeing a man hold himself like that, I thought he was the matured one. I said, "I can't be pursuing somebody rolling on the ground. Let me talk to him." He came with them so he can console them. He wouldn't look at my face. What is it? He said, "Do you know the idiot was owing me?" So your cry and your hurt now is, "This man is dead." He said, "I came, they said that you can do something. Please, whatever you can do, you do. Do what, as far as it's concerned, I mean, what I interpreted that to mean was bring him back to life." You know, people who find it hard to let go always struggle with unforgiveness. When things happen, no. You remember. A husband and a wife came before me. The man was angry. "Here we go. Let's leave this place. Papa, dissolve this marriage." I said, "I can't dissolve it." "Papa, dissolve this marriage. Pronounce that it is dissolved." I said, "I can't." He said, "This is my wife. It's a devil." The woman said, "Hey, you, are you not worse than me? Are you not worse?" So I was looking at them. The man said, "You see what she's doing?" He said, What about you? April 11, 1996, 2 p.m. "Do you remember?" The man said, "Ah, is that what you are saying? January 14, 2000. History book. Come and see. And they were accurate with dates. 2012, my mom came. She came on Tuesday. By Wednesday, you are giving her issues. He said, "It's a lie." "Ooh." He said, "Before that time, on Sunday, did I not ask you if your mom is coming? I asked you, and you said she's not coming. How do you expect me to be prepared?" The man said, "You didn't ask. It was Saturday." He said, "Not Saturday. It was Sunday morning." And I was looking at them. Hearts. How do people program and store insults? You got seen that? Somebody sent you an insult, you stored it. Can I get a phone, please? Anyone has a phone here? Thanks, dear. Anytime, you just middle of the night. You are useless. Me. You keep it. The next day. Did I save? Useless. Me. Useless. What are you keeping it for? I don't even have. Thank you there. I don't even have Satan on my notes. When the man of God is preaching, he says, Satan, I don't write it. It's only good as an information. Satan can be, I can't write Satan. How do I spell it? Satan. With my hand, I will write it. Are you what I'm talking about? Someone said to me, write books against the devil. I said, I have just one or two. And I did not exalt him. Unforgiveness. Oh,